I was watching one of your productivity videos from a few years ago, your talks, and you talk about the Pomodoro technique, which I think I practice halfway. It's, you know, you do something for 25 minutes. And that's really what I set timers on my smartwatch for 25 minutes. Can you talk a little bit about, do you still use it? And
I've got
how
my
it works?
Pomodoro. I've got my Pomodoro around here somewhere. I don't know my tomato. I think it's in that closet right there. A Pomodoro. Pomodoro is Italian for tomato, and the little Pomodoro is a little plastic egg timer, but any timer will do. And there's a million different apps that'll do Pomodoro. The idea is that a Pomodoro is a unit of measurement, where that unit is 25 minutes. It's 25 minutes because you need 5 minutes to pee. So this talk that we're having would be a 2 Pomodoro talk. The idea is that you're supposed to put your head down and sprint on one thing for as long as you can, or in the case of a Pomodoro, 25 minutes without focusing on other things. So, for example, if you and I are working on something for 25 minutes straight without any interruptions at all, there are going to be interruptions. There's going to be external interruptions, like my phone beeping, and then now I've just wasted time and there's context switching, right? That's an external interruption. And then an internal interruption is like, I've got to go to my doctor's appointment. And now I've interrupted myself. Those things removed us from our flow. So the point with Pomodoro is to be conscious of both internal and external interruptions and to remain in your flow and do whatever it takes to stay in that flow. Okay? If you have something happen, external interruption, just have a little notepad next to you. Here's mine. And then you write down, I just got interrupted. Just a little tick. And then at the end of it, you look at your ticks and you go, wow, I interrupted myself 12 times and I was interrupted by external things 3 times. What can I do to make the next Pomodoro, the next unit of time, cleaner? Well, I can put my phone on airplane mode. I can put do not disturb on my door like I have right now. I actually have an on-air light outside so the kids know not to come in. That solves that problem. And then I do another Pomodoro and then I write down whether or not it worked. And then I explore that. So it's about mindfulness around interruptions.